From the beginning of our siman, that conceivably you could take two approaches to this question. One is a general restriction against simcha, as the Shulchan Aruch implies, which could have a number of manifestations. The explicit ones are in the Gemara, such as the prohibition against entering a party, and then if you see it as a more general issur of simcha, so that could be a way to explain other halachos in the Gemara, like not being ochez betinok, even though that's not the simple reading of the Gemara, or, as we mentioned, the Pesach Tshuva, that is, during Shiva, he shouldn't say, the Avel shouldn't say, hine kel yeshuasi, psukei simcha, or perhaps another manifestation of this more broad concept would be with respect to Kiddush Levana. If you look at the Pesach Tshuva, Sivkat and Aleph, citing the Magen Avraham, Siman Tav Kuf Chaf Vav, that an Avel should not be Mekadesh Levana. Now the truth is that could be actually a little different. That could be not a Din in Avels, but a Din in Kiddush Levana. That when you say Kiddush Levana, you should be B'Simcha, and Memela, since the Avel isn't B'Simcha, he shouldn't say Kiddush Levana. It's not out the Yisra Simcha. It could be the result of lack of Simcha. Certainly, right, the Avel shouldn't be wearing Shabbos clothing and the like. So how does that practically play out? So the Magen Avraham writes that he shouldn't be Mekadesh Levana Toch Shiva unless the Shiva is going to end after the 10th of the month. But you shouldn't wait till the 11th. What's the reason? So this gets into the famous Truma Sadeshen and the like with respect to the question of doing mitzvah in a better way, but the possibility of losing the mitzvah. So the point is we have to figure out what is more valuable. Performing Kiddush Levana better, but at the risk of missing Kiddush Levana. So the cutoff point that the Tumas Hadeshen or the Magen Avraham says is 10th day. So if the Shiva is going to be finished after the 10th day, then say Kiddush Levana during the Shiva. Okay? The Shos Yaakov says still you shouldn't do it during the first 3 days, which are Mamish, Yemei Bechi. But afterwards you could. Okay, but anyway, that's all Sif Aleph. So now we're going to turn to Sif Beis. Sif Beis is the Iker discussion, Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, of going to parties. Sif Beis focuses on non-wedding parties, and Sif Gimel focuses on wedding parties. So first we'll start with the Gemara. The Gemara's conclusion and of this discussion is Al Kol Meisim Nichnas Leis Simcha Lachar Shloshim Alav Vimo Achar Yud Beis Chodesh. So this is one of the restrictions that goes on to Yud Beis Chodesh. In fact, this might be the first of the clear-cut Yud Beis Chodesh issue we've seen. Right? We talked about Yud Beis Chodesh for Gihutz, but that was not clear-cut, right? The Rambam didn't think there was Yud Beis Chodesh for Giyutz, that was Shloshim. We talked about Yud Beis Chodesh for Tisbores, for Aveim, but that also wasn't clear-cut, because that might have been the Shir, didn't necessarily have to be Yud Beis Chodesh, like we saw. The way some understand it, the Shir is Ad Shir Yubo Chavero, it's not Be'etzim, it didn't Yud Beis Chodesh. Here, we have a clear-cut halacha. We saw, I guess, Yud Beis Chodesh for Shalom, but that's also not necessarily a din in the Avel. It's a din in Enu Shari B'Shalom. It's Chal and others not to be Shal B'Shlomo. So in terms of the Hilchos of Avelus, this is really the first case we've seen of a clear-cut Isser upon the Avel, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? With respect to Giyotz, to Sporas, the Rambam didn't mention it. Now, then the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, L'simchos mireyos mutter likanes l'alter. Vani mili b'fura nusa, aval bar risusa l'achar shloshim yom b'alav avim, o benkach u benkach l'achar yod beis chodesh. So here we have a very interesting halacha. This is talking about simchos mireyos. We're going to describe precisely what this is in just a couple moments, but the basic idea is that a bunch of friends get together and they have a rotation for get-togethers. Let's say six friends get together, and once a month, each one of them hosts a dinner party. So, the halacha is that this is mutter bepur anusa la'achar shiva, meaning piraon. That it's the arrangement that we have is such, you know, it's be totally wrong for a person to like show up for the first 5 weeks, you know, go to everybody else's party and then say, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm not actually going to do this, right? No, it's a piron. You owe this to your friends, this party. So if it's piron chov, then it's mutter after Shiva. But if it's not piron chov, let's say you don't formally have to pay, or like it's not a formal agreement between the friends, or you're not the one hosting it, so then it applies to shloshim. So in other words, we're talking about a type of party here that would, under normal circumstances, be aser. Again, we have to define what type of party we are discussing, but a type of party that under normal circumstances would be aser, we're makel for payment, for piraon, but only after Shiva. And then it says something very interesting, which is for Yud Beis Chodesh, for a parent. Now, why is this so interesting? Because generally speaking, we find that the Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent is beyond the regular din of Shloshim for everybody else. In other words, all the other things we've been discussing until now is that the for a parent, the Shloshim restrictions continue past Shloshim for Yud Beis Chodesh. We discussed yesterday whether they continue fully or perhaps they're a little more kal. That was a Reish Shechter's position. We'll see other discussions on that shortly. But at least they Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent will not be more chamor than Shloshim for other krovim. But here that's exactly what we say. We say that it's mutter tov shloshim for non-parents, piraon, but all yud beis chodesh aser for parents. So the question we need to figure out is, what does that indicate? Does that indicate that actually the din of yud beis chodesh for a parent regarding parties is more chamor than the din of shloshim for shar krovim? That's the simple understanding. And if that's correct, then anything that's mutter for a parent, toch yud beis chodesh, even if it's also toch shloshim, is going to be mutter toch shloshim for other relatives. Or, no, this is something unique to piraon. So, for example, this is a debate we'll see between the Bach and the Shach. The Bach holds, not in this case, but in a slightly different case, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, this is Shach Sif Katan Gimel. It says like this, we'll get to the details of this halacha, but Masi Yasom V'Yisoma L'Shem Shemayim V'Lo Yochal Sham Yisbatel Hamaisa. Generally speaking, Yud Beis Chodesh, you can't go to a wedding at all, but in a case where, if not for this Avel attending the wedding wouldn't happen, Yisbatel Hamaisa, like Yismasi Yasam Yisoma. Why will it not happen without him? I don't know. But for some reason it won't happen. So then we make a special leniency that he could attend the wedding. But Dafka Achar Shloshim Avotol Shloshim Aser. Good. So now the question is, what's the halacha with respect to toch shloshim for shar aveilim by masi yasum v'yisoma, and if he doesn't go, he's batal amaisa. So the shach says that it's aser. When it says toch shloshim it's aser, says the shach, mashma filu l'shar krovim. And the reason is very simple, because toch shloshim, we never have any difference between ava v'imo and shar krovim. So therefore it's aser. But the Bach says, no, it's mutter. And this is also the Pesach of the Dalgomir Vava and Rabbi Akiva Eger. Why do they say it's mutter? Toch shloshim, kavachomer. If Simchas Mereyos lepiron is mutter toch shloshim for shar krovim, but aser toch yud beis chodesh for aviv v'imo, so kavachomer, this, which is mutter toch yud beis chodesh, masi yasam v'yisoma, is mutter toch yud beis chodesh for a parent, will certainly be mutter toch shloshim for Shar Krovim. Now, so it sounds like a very good Kal Vachomer. So what did the Shach think? And I think Rabbi Willig thinks the Shach's correct here. What did the Shach think? The Shach thinks, and we'll see perhaps why this is so relevant, Lamaisa, if you think that lo yelech sham yisbatal hamaisa isn't that literal, it could be expanded a little bit, so this could be a very relevant question. If we said, we interpreted im lo yelech sham yisbatal hamaisa literally, like the wedding won't happen without you, so it's not going to be a very practical question. But if we expand that a little bit, as we'll see some posts can do, so this could be very practical. Anyway, the point is that how would the Shach explain it? So Willick says, if Shad Neshach is like this, the reason, it's not that fundamentally Shloshim for Shach Krovim is more Kal than Yud Beis Chodesh for Avein. That doesn't make any sense, because we know in every other halacha, that's not true. Yud Beis Chodesh for Avein is either less than or equal to the other things, right? It's either less than or equal to Shloshim. So what's going to be the pshat? So the pshat has to be like this. That really it's a din in Piron. What does that mean? That people understand that if you're an Avel for Yud Beis Chodesh, that you should be excused from this dinner party. They understand, right? We said it's a social obligation. So there are exceptions to social obligations. They understand, yeah, you're an Avelis for your parents. Your parents died even half a year ago. So Memela, since people understand that they're not the ki'ilu toveya their meal, because they understand you can't participate. So that's why your asur kol yud beis chodesh. But it doesn't reflect a fundamental point, which is that yud beis chodesh for Rafa'im is more chamor than shloshim for Shach Krovim. It's a special din, unique to Piro of Sudas Mireyas. So that's why you can't extrapolate from there. Okay.
People understand the full year?
People understand the full year, yeah. Now, why are they more forgiving of a parent for a full year than a brother for Shloshim? I don't know, but that's the reality. And if it's the reality, so that is what determines the halacha. In other words, since the heter is alt piron, so, okay. Now.
Your understanding doesn't come from Avelis, that's what we're saying, basically.
Yeah. Now, the big question we're going to talk about first is really, I guess, two aspects to the sugya. One is we're going to figure out what's the din by mitzvah, sudas mitzvah, and that's going to be with respect to, we'll see, low-level sudas mitzvahs, low level meaning low simcha sudas mitzvahs, medium simcha sudas mitzvahs, and high simcha sudas mitzvahs, like a wedding. And then we'll talk also about sudas rishus, like the simchas mireyas, and under what circumstances we're matir that. But we're going to start with mitzvah. So the question is there any more basis for leniency when we're dealing with a mitzvah? So if you look at Maseches Ketanos, Baruch Tes, it says like this. I'll call him Mason Kulan. Aser Leilich Leves Hamishta. Achiyash Limu Lo Shloshim Yom. Alav Vimo Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh. El Imkain Haisa Mishta Shel Mitzvah. So it sounds like from Maseches Machos that if it's Mishta Shel Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. What's Mutter? We don't know. What's included in Mishta Shel Mitzvah? And why is it mutter? Is it because when it's mitzvah, it's not as much fun? There's less simcha? Or is it because the mitzvah itself is docha the iser to some degree? But That much is clear from Maseches Machos, that Mishta Shel Mitzvah, whatever that is more calm. There's a Yerushalmi. Shalmi says like this, HaKol HaMeisim Aser Leilich Besuda At Shloshim Yom Alaviv Imo At Shnemer Sar Chodesh Im Haisa Chaburas Mitzvah Oh Kiddush HaChodesh Mutter. Chaburas Mitzvah and Kiddush HaChodesh are Mutter. Is this the same heter as Maseches Machos? Likely. So here we have a heter of Chaburas Mitzvah and Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, if I just had these two sources, I would say that, let's say, a bris milah, or a bar mitzvah, or a pidyon haben, they should all be mutter. Because even if I'm not going to extend this heter to weddings, but I would think that lower level simchas, that are mitzvahs as well, should be mutter. That's what I would think if I just had these sources. Now, take a look at the Rush. The Rush writes like this. This is Perek Dalet in Yevamos, Simen Chav Zayin. We'll get to the Rush and Moed Katan in just a moment. Dalet Chav Zayin in Yevamos. Now, Rav Yosef Halevi Zal, Hevi Raya Delo Asrinan Elabes HaSimcha Shel Rishos, Darminan Masech HaSmachos, Alkol HaMeisim Asr Leilich Lebes HaSimcha Ad Shol Shem Yom, Alav V'Imo, So Yosef, I think, takes this source from Maseches Machos very literally, very in probably the most easy way, the most straightforward way, and he says that if it's Suda Shel Mitzvah, it's Mutter. What would Rabbi Yosef Halevi say about a Chasana? Not clear. Maybe he would say it's mutter, because he says Suda Shel Mitzvah is always mutter. Maybe he would say, no, that's too much simcha. Though I would say from the Stimas Lashono, it does sound like he would be makel even for that, because he's makel for any Sudas Mitzvah. Now, L'chora, according to this, then, if that's the Pshat in Rav Yosef, which I think is the simple reading of Rav Yosef, then the whole Isser is basically Sudas Rishos, right? The whole Isser is basically Sudas Rishos, which would answer a bunch of questions. Now, the Ravid disagrees with this analysis. The Ravid writes, and it's quoted by the Ramban and the Rush. I'll read it to you from the Rush over here. This is from the Rush in Moed Katan, Per Gimel Simen Membeis. Viksha Ravid Zal, Da'acha Mashma, Tesudas Mitzvah Eke Yisura Tfei Mevesudas HaRishos. Why? Because Sudas Rishos, there's a heter of Puranusa. There's no heter given for Sudas Mitzvah. Uve'avol Rabasi, Tanya Kol HaMeisim Asur Leilich Leveis HaMishta Ad Shloshim Yom, Ula Aviv Imo, Ad Shigeru Bocha Veirau, Elim Kein, Haisa L'Shem Shemayim. Meaning, Sudas Mitzvah. Alma de Sudas Mitzvah Yesh Baheter Yosem Yisudas Rishos. So the way the Ravid sets it up is that the Stira, the Pashafat from the Bavli, is Rishos is more lenient. Why? Because in Rishos we have a Heter of Piraon. The Pashafat from the Seches Machos is the opposite, that Mitzvah is more lenient. So how does he answer this? He answers that what it means in Maseches Avol Rabasi, that it's mutter if it's L'Shem Shemayim, is not like Rav Yosef said, that there's a Rav Yosef Halevi we saw before, that there's a special heter of mitzvah. No, it's only in a very narrow case, what we saw before, of Masi Yasum V'Yisoma. I'll read you the Lashon, the Tirates, the Ravid answered, Hai L'Shem Shemayim Deshari, Hainu Shumasi Yasam Vyasoma, Awani Vaniya Lashem Shemayim, Vimlo Yikane Sham, Yizbatala Maisa, Aval Benisue Ashir Shizminu Lesuda Kedelis Kabe Bo, Asher Likane Slasham. He's reading the Maseches Sofer very narrowly. The only thing that's mutter is what? Masi Yasam Vyasoma, Vimlo Yikane Sham, Yizbatala Maisa. Now, obviously, if you learn that way, it's not going to be the same Vartas the Yerushalmi. right? Because Yerushalmi stated explicitly, "Ma'isa chaburas mitzvah kiddush achodesh." It's mutter. So you'd have to say there's two kulas. One is the Yerushalmi kiddush chodesh, and one is the Maseches Sofrim that mutter l'shem shemayim, but that's only masi yasim liyasoma, and without him yizbata l'maisa. So what comes out bottom line is that according to the Ravid l'chora, sudas rishos is more kal. Why? There's not so much simcha for a sudas rishos mitzvah. Right? The Ravid was a big tzaddik, so you know a sudas mitzvah is worse. Why is it worse? Because what would bring up more joy than a mitzvah? So therefore, since it's worse in the sense that there's more simcha, and the only heter is going to be Masi Yasum B'Yisoma. Good. So that is the basic Machlokas Rishonim. It's a basic Machlokas Rishonim. Now, in terms of this heter, quoted by the Ravid, of in Lo Yasham Yizbata L'maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Hei, V'zeh Shetir B'mitzvah L'shem Shemayim Zeh B'achad M'shnei Dvar. O B'Yasum B'Yisoma Shu HaMis'asik B'Nisueihen Bilmale Yesham Yizbatel, the Nira Li, the Lav Dafka Yizbatel Ashidach Lagamre. Come on. Like, how could you have a situation where just because the guy, you can't get them married without your being there? Like, what's going to happen? Right? Just, you can't arrange that they're going to get married without your showing up? How important could you be? No, it doesn't mean it's going to be Yizbatel Lagamre. Ella. If you don't show up, then you know most guests will we hope that every guest at the chasana contributes to simchas chasan v'kala. So every guest does make a difference, but most vast majority of guests will not cause great pain to the chasan v'kala if they're missing. But this type of person. That will cause great pain, so that's what's mutter. Oh, mitzvah sheyesh chiyuv alav, kimo, it says Pesach u'kadshim, so it means Pesach v'kadshim, mashar zman hazeh lo shayach. The other one is what we talked about, what the other source, which is Yushalmi, is chaburas mitzvah. What's a chaburas mitzvah? Chaburas mitzvah is like kadshim. What about a bris milah, a pidyon haben? No, that would be aser. Why? Because the only kulas are in lo yesham yizbata l'maisa, or the other kula on the other extreme is that the actual achila is a mitzvah like kachim. Good. Now, going back for a moment to this heter of the Ravid, the expansion of the Ravid. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, we're going to expand the Ravid school of Lo Yasham Yizbata L'maisa to include a case where your absence would make them kemitzdarim. Rav Moshe also has a different kula, but one with a similar effect. Rav Moshe was asked about going to a son's wedding during the Shiva. And he's Mekel. This is the one that Rabbi Schachter quoted. He said that when Rav Moshe published this tshuva, it was very controversial. And in fact, others, like the Badi HaShulchan, thinks he's wrong. The Divrei Sofrim thinks he's wrong. Rav Moshe is based off of a Gilyan Marsha, which we'll see in a moment, could be understood as referring to a case where if you don't go, the wedding won't happen. And same with the Batal HaMaisa. Chelak Beis of Yerodea Simen Kuf Samach Tas. I'll read it to you. Kuf Samach Tas. 169. Hinei B'davar Aviya Kala O Aviya Chasan Shaya Avel Toch Shiva Sheshamu Mimeni Sha'av Mutter Leilech L'chopas Bito U'l'chopas Beno. So first of all, he says that I didn't make it up. It's in the Knesset HaGedola quoted in the Gilyan Marsha in our Simen. Now, why? Okay, so you have a source, but why is it mutter? V'atam pashat, d'tzar gadol kazeh, shelo lios im chupas bito, uvno, sh'adif u mehafsid mama. Darecha zinan shahar behotzos, motzi av lavo al chupas bito uvino. Ein lecha davar avig ol mizah, shemoter av betol sheva. This is an amazing kula. First of all, so far we only found the heter av davar avig with respect to what? Melacha. Right? Even davar aved for the avel doing melacha was a debate. But okay, we're makel for the avel to do davar melacha for davar aved if it's going to be hefsed meruba if nobody else could do it. So Ramosha is saying, well, how do we understand that? Is that a special kula with respect to the iser melacha? Or does it reflect a general halacha that nihuge avelos were not instituted b'makom hefsed meruba? So he answers, must be the latter. And therefore, even though here there's going to be other isurim, it's toch shiva, so they're leaving the home, it's toch shiva, and so certainly there's an isur of entering the simcha. He says, look, imagine the following. And even though this formally isn't a davar ha'aved, in the sense that you're not losing money, but still it's mutter. Why? Let's imagine a father is planning to go to his child's wedding, right? And he's coming in from out of town. And his flight is canceled, and he has to rearrange the flight, and they tell him, you know, the only way to make it back to San Diego for your son's wedding is you're going to have to pay $10,000 to fly a private jet. So most parents would, even if they're not wealthy, would figure out a way to spend that $10,000 and not miss their own kid's wedding. Right? So if you're willing to spend $10,000, mamash hefsed meruba, to make it to the wedding, so that's more chamor, you know, than the hefsed meruba, than the davar aved that we're matir for an avel to do malacha. Right? And that's why, by the way, Rabbi Schwartz's question wasn't a question when he asked it in the Avedlasher. Rabbi Schwartz said, ah, then Rav Moshe should only be mutter during lachar shiva, because he thought it was a heter in melacha, which is only mutter lachar shlosha. But it's not. It's a heter of davar aved, which is mutter even conceivably tol shlosha for hefsed meruba. So the point is that since this is a general principle, that for davar ha'aved, and this is Rav Moshe Lashitas, we actually talked about the same type of thinking that Rav Moshe had when we did in the first year, the end of life issues, right?
What do you mean toch shiva? Sorry.
Toch shiva, yeah. Toch shiva. But even theoretically toch shlosha. For 3 days.
Shlosha. Shlosha. I just didn't understand.
Shlosha. First 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember, shlosha, we're not matir malach under all circumstances. Even then it would be mutter. So the point is, right, in other words, he's seeing this as a general rule. Aval, Rav Moshe writes, Avel macherim ka'ach da'achos, ein atzar gadol kol kach v'ein lahatir. Brother and a sister, that's not such great tzar. Now, it's hard to know where to draw the line, because you know, a brother or sister might also pay $10,000, like we said, to make it to their sibling's wedding. Okay. So why does he draw the line here? It's hard to know, but this is a very shvach adin, right? This is mamish doing what's normally clear-cut asr. So he's saying it really, 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 really has to be tzar gadol. Now, could you say that, well, if you had a situation where it was a sister, but she was mamish so much with tzar gadol because she's so close to her sister to meet her wedding, Rav Moshe's logic should apply? Maybe. But Lamaisa, Rav Moshe himself on the books, was not willing to be makel for a sibling, only for a child. Now, of course, the parent couldn't eat at the wedding because that's not going to cause tzar gadol if they're not allowed to eat, right? Would the kids be b'tzar gadol just because the parents can't eat at the wedding? No. No. They'll eat before the wedding. They'll eat after the wedding. Parents probably don't even have too much of a chance to eat anyway at the wedding. So that we're not going to be matir. But presents, that we will be willing to be matir. And therefore, once that's true, it's mutter even toch shiva. Okay. And he throws in, it's not just Tsar Gadol, the parent, it's also the Tsar of the Chassan and the Kala. Fine. So as we saw in the Shir, Rabbi Schechter said this is a very big Chiddush. It is. Good. Now, there's perhaps another, an even bigger Chiddush. Maybe bigger, maybe smaller, but it's potentially more far-reaching by the Marash Dam. Tshuvas Marash Dam, it's quoted on the page, if you look over here, both in the Gilyan Marsha and the Marikash. Here we're talking about a sibling, but we're not talking about Shloshim, we're talking about Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? Can a sibling go to a wedding during Yud Beis Chodesh? Moshe, in that shul, it was machmir for a sibling. But again...
Do you have sibling or this?
What?
No, it just means that you're... Oh, interesting question.
I guess have sibling or the person is able to get married because it's a sibling already.
Well, wait, let's just talk about what they say. Full sibling, with Moshe was machmir.
Yeah, but they know the person's in the veil also. I'm just wondering if it was in the teams. I mean, if the teams call this a parent, which means
who's
that...
Who's to second marriage?
Right, that's what it would have to be, yeah.
Or to be a first marriage or something.
Yeah. So he writes like this. It's not. Because the chasm is getting married. In other words, you're allowed to go to your own wedding during Yud Beis Chodesh.
Right,
we'll talk
right,
about
right.
that later. Because a true revu
was made go.
He wasn't. So
okay,
whatever the kulas are. But the brother wasn't, one brother wasn't a kind of revu. So we're going to let him get married during the Yud Beis Chodesh. Now the question is, could his other brother go? Right? So it's a full brother. The question is, can the brother go to the chasana? That's the question. So he writes that Pshita Delocham, he thinks that, now, just to formulate the question. The first question is, it's Yud Beis Chodesh, not Shloshim. It's after Shloshim. Right? Does that make any difference? In other words, is it the case that Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent is more kal than shloshim, because we know that the iser of simchas mereya simcha is yud beis chodesh. So maybe if the iser is yud beis chodesh, then there's no difference between tol shloshim and la'achar shloshim. So he argues, no, the fact that we find chilukim in so many other areas between tol shloshim and la'achar shloshim shows that it must be more kal. Again, Cain. The logic that Rabbi Schechter kept on saying that, you know, one is an Isser Nivel B'miktas and one is an Isser of Tainug. Here, it wouldn't be either one of those. But the fact that, with respect to so many other halachos, even for someone who's an Avel for the parents, and certainly other Avelim or more Makel for Yud Beis Chodesh, then even though here, there's no, in the halachos of Simon Shin Tzadi Aleph, we don't find, of the Gemara, you see, and based off of Minhagim within the poskim, we do find that chalak, right? For example, Yasam Yisoma, they will only make a lachar shloshim, not toch shloshim. So, but the Gemara, we don't find that chalak. So, either you're going to say that's because when it comes to Minhagim, we're going to say they were only nagu lachar shloshim, or you'll say like he's saying, which is even in terms of what's mutter al pidin, it must be that shloshim is more chamor. So once you say like that, he writes the following: Imke nir be'enai de matzino lemedim nidin dan mutam ha'achim de ein lachashus binin uvnei chupa gedai lemehem v'adaran kabachomer umam mitzvah sukkah de ayraisa dachinan. Right, we know the halacha is that chasan v'shushbinav are pturim min asukha kol shiva. Practically speaking, this doesn't so much come up nowadays, but why is that? So Rashi says it's because of, so lo litzdar chasan. In other words, if the chasan's in the, they used to have this, like, I don't know, this special tent house that was special for partying during the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, so the Chassan would be sad if you don't come. Or, according to the Magen, according to other Rishonim, it's so they won't be sad, right? Because they're going to miss their good friend. Oh, so says Rabbi, I don't know what in the world the raya is. There's a p'tur sukkah for mitzdayer. So once we say mitzdayer, it's p'tur in a sukkah. So mimela, they're allowed to go to the sukkah. They're p'tur from the mitzvah deraisa. Mashen came over here, there's an isser.
Chassam is mitzdayer, and they become p'tur. They want to be with the chassam, they're mitzdayer, and they're not the chassam, therefore.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the question. That's the question. So it's a very questionable raya. Right? Exactly. But that's what he says. Then he says, Umasi Yasam Vyasom Itzterich La Raivid Lasis Tam Mahatir Mipneshim Lo Yochal Shem Yisbat Al Maisa Mipneshwish Nachri Veina Karva Luchasim Lo Lakala. Meaning to say, you could bring a kasha on his pshat. Why did he have to say Yisbat Al Maisa? Here it's not going to be Misbat Al Maisa, right? And the Ravid was only Matir for an Yisbat Al Maisa. So he says, ah, that's because there's a Rachok. For Rachok, it's only Yisbat Al Maisa. But for a Karov, like a brother, a sibling, like Shushbinim, so then this would be true. Okay? So that's the very, very big Kula. The Gilyan Marsha says, he's only Matir if it's Achim Shadarkam Lechel Yachad Rov Hayamim. Not standard siblings. Siblings that Mamish live together. Okay? But basically, this Kula, we here have several variations, each one for their own reason. The Archa Shulchan, who expanded Yisbat Al Hamaisa, Rav Moshe, based off of Hefsid Meruba, and the Maharashdam, to basically say where variations of the theme, and again, we're obviously going to be more no talakal during Yud Beis Chodesh and Shloshim, and more no talakal for Shloshim versus Shiva, but various variations of the theme where if your absence would cause a huge amount of pain to either the Chassan and Kala or to the Avel, so to be lenient. Okay. Now the Ramban, in terms of chasanas, also quotes this Ravid, and he also quotes others who say maybe it's going to be mutter in the event that you don't eat. Why? Ein simcha v'lo achila. So you're allowed to go to parties and maybe even weddings as long as you don't eat. However, the Ramban himself thinks that's incorrect. And he writes that the implication of the Gemara is that the Knisa is Asur, even if you don't eat. Okay. Now, let's read the Shulchan Aruch all the way through. And try to figure out how we pass. So let's start with the Siv base. Al kol hameisim nichnas lebeis hasimcha l'achar shloshim yom alav avimo l'achar shneim asar chodesh. So first of all, note the lashon of nichnas lebeis hasimcha, the indication being that the iser is an iser of knisa lebeis hasimcha. V'af im hashana meuberes, still it's 12 months, not 13 months. Umihu, simchas mereyos, shaychayv lefroa osam yad, then it's mutter lachar shiva. So the first question we need to figure out is what is simchas mereyos? In other words, here we're talking again about sudas rishus, except for piron, but it's only mutter because of piron, so otherwise it's aser. So what is the type of party that's aser? So look at the shach. He writes, if kad nalef, peirah shows in reyim zeim zeh, Shochan v'shosim zeim zeh Hayom v'chozen v'ochlim zem zeh l'machar. So it seems that the heter is the iser. Sorry, is the iser is basically eating and drinking together, right? Reim ochlim v'shosim v'yachad. That's what seems to be aser. And Rashi more or less is a similar thing on the Gemara. So that's a pretty high standard, right? A pretty high standard that it's just Reim ochlim v'shosim v'yachad. Hashem Rashi is Suda Shaosim Reim Ve'ahulim Zeim Zeh. Just a Suda. So you might say that if that's true, so two couples getting together and having a meal would be Aser, because that's Reim Ochlim V'Shosim B'Yachad. So there you heard Rabbi Schechter say, nah, he thinks that two couples going to a restaurant is going to be mutter. Why? Because here, what we're describing is a little more than that. We're describing something that's out of the ordinary. I think Rabbi Willick says, two's company, three's a crowd. It's obviously a Lashon Guzma a little bit, but the point is that that it's a crowd that's aser. It's something that's a little more than standard. The Divrei Sofrim also writes, some guests aren't aser because of simcha. Aser might be aser to invite a guest, we saw according to the Taz, because the invitation of the guest might be considered Sheila Shalom. Okay, we saw that the Shechter wasn't didn't think we paskin like that Taz. But in terms of the Simchas Mereyas Shiva would be okay. In fact, that's one of the things that they point out, which is that if, why do you need both halachos? An answer might be that this requires a little bit more of a party, a little more of something that's unusual. So giving doesn't mean stam guests. Giving hagdaros, though, is not very easy to figure out. How many people? Rabbi Schechter said, two couples is going to be okay during the week, and maybe three couples on Shabbos. What Shabbos? Why is it different? It's different because usually you don't have, you're more likely, under normal circumstances, to have company on Shabbos. So three couples will be okay on Shabbos because that's normal. Four couples, or three couples with a lot of children, that's already aser. In other words, we're not going to give clear-cut guidelines, but it's going to be, the assumption is, the understanding is, that what we're talking about here, a Simchas Mereyos, is something that's a little more than whatever is standard under normal circumstances. Fine. So Schechter said that going on vacation is okay when you're in Abel. Why not? You need a break. But he thought to go on vacation with these organized tours, so that would be Simchas Mereyos. That's you're having everybody's getting together and eating the meals and the like. That would be Aser out Simchas Mereyos. Okay, good. Okay, weiter in the Shulchan Aruch Haggah, uvechaburas mitzvah to go and shemazi yasam v'yisom l'shem shemayim v'lo yochal sham yizbat al ma'isam motav achas shloshim. So this Lashon is very, very strong, and he's going to say even more than that in a moment. Toch Shloshim is Aser Kol Sudas Mitzvah Shebaolam. In other words, there's no exceptions. Even Masi Yasam V'Yasoma Ben Lo Yasham Yisbata L'Maisa. Right? Which is why we saw that in that Shuras Marshdam, that he's saying, even though he's Mako for siblings, that's only La'achar Shloshim. But not Tov Shloshim. Tov Shloshim, when even for Imlo Yasham Yizbata Lamaisa, we're going to have to be Machmir. In other words, this Kula that, either whether it's the Kula of the Marshdam or the Kula of the Archa Shulchan to expand Imlo Yasham Yizbata Lamaisa, even that's only going to be Achar Shloshim. Aval, says the Rambam, Asudis mitzvah, the last pasim, Chamotar lichanesh barakigal, and pidyon haben, Asudis prismila, Motar lachol sham, hafilu toch shiva, uvilvad shelo yetzim pesach beiso. But if it's a Zudis mitzvah, she'ein bo simcha. So this comes out from the Yerushalmi that we saw. Yerushalmi is makel for these low-level simcha sudas mitzvah, right? That when it's mitzvah, we're more kal. Machmas ha-mitzvah shebo. Not high-level, like a chasana, but low-level. Now, that's okay. If it's during shiva, there's a different issue. You can't leave your house. But theoretically, if an Ava wanted to attend a bris during the Shiva, let's say it was his grandchild or something like that, you could have the bris at the house of the Ava. The Yesh, so that's the first opinion in the Rama, right? First opinion in the Rama said that when it comes to a chasana, then it's only in lo yesham yizbata lamaisa bahar shloshim. But when it comes to low grade simcha sudas mitzvah like pidyon haben or sudas prismila, so then it's mutter. But now he quotes the machmir, the yesh osrim besudas prismila. There are those that are machmir for sudas prismila. That was the Mordechai and others. So how do we paskin? Now minag shelo lecho. Now note the word lecho, because we're going to come back to that point. Shelo lecho b'shum suda ba'olam, meaning to even mitzvah l'chora, kol shnei masor chodesh imuchutz l'veso. V'socha bayis mekilin she'ochal b'veso b'sudas brismila v'kol shekein b'shar sudos she'ein bahem simcha. Kol shekein, meaning to say brismila is a big simcha. So we're makel besoch beso. But chutz lebeso, then the minug is, now that lashon of minug is important, the minug is to be machmir shelo lecho, word lecho is important, b'shum suda ba'olam kol shnei masar chodesh. Right? So could the avel toch shnei masar chodesh eat at a bris? No. Could he eat at pidyon haben? Presumably not. Right?
And the heter inside is?
It's not clear what the heter inside is. Some posts going to say, you know, you don't have so much simcha, it's in your home. You know you have to wash the dishes when it's done.
I mean, he's not the
your host.
Limiting that to certain types of sudos?
Anything but weddings. Right. We'll see in a second. Aval besudas nisu and yesh lachmir, meaning even if it's in your home. So, eating in your home is going to be a heter for everything but a wedding. Now, once we're at it, we'll point out that some of the Shavu Brachos, so some poskim, many poskim are makel, because they're medak, dafka sudas nisuin. So Shavu Brachos at the home of the Avel is going to be mutter. This is actually a common thing to do, especially because sometimes the Avel can't go to the wedding. So what do they do? The Avel hosts Shavu Brachos. That's going to be okay, because it's in the house of the Avel.
According to
the
time,
not. What
does?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Invited before.
Whatever. You don't know. Yeah. That's a din and inviting. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody else will invite. Taz, I don't think, would disagree with this.
Nobody says that Shavu Brachos would have the same status. Meaning, I know Mondos, it's a recreation of the Chuppah.
Yeah,
and,
maybe. But I think you could be Mekel on that. It's not clear. But a number of the Achronim hold that Shavu Brachos are okay in a Beis Avel. Okay. So what do we see here? That L'Chaira, very, very restrictive. So if we just stopped with the Rama, what would you say about a Bar Mitzvah or a Siyam or the like? What would you say?
Aser.
If it's not going to be in the house, correct. However, if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkat and Hei, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Shach. Who? Shach isn't over here. It's in Reish Mem Vav. Mutter. Whoa. Why would that be? Why would the Shach be made go? So there's a couple of ways that we can understand the shach to be mako. One possibility is that the shach, here, let me find it, I'll read you the shach. Here we are. The shach says like this, he's quoting the Ma'aram Mintz, that a bar mitzvah, sorry, siyum is a sudas mitzvah, de avel, the he sudas mitzvah, da filu avel yud tochi beis chodesh, al avel v'imo yachol lisa it sham. Mamish, it's a tremendous thing that you should wait, right, if yishayir me'at besof ad esa, kosher, yoma deroi latakin bo suda, and you invite everybody, and it's a mitzvah rabba sheyismach ha'mesayim, and that's why even if even Yud Beis Chodesh we're going to be meiko. Okay? That's what it says. Now, the question is, I understand, and just, I guess, once we're at it, look at the Pisrei Tshuva, Sif Katan Hei. So first he quotes the Shach, and then he writes, which presumably Pisrei Tshuva is saying we accept the Shach, and it was Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Mashma B'yam Shal Shlomo Perek Meruba, Shadino Kasiyah Misachas, V'hayinu Emanar Doireish, Oshu Mamish, B'yom Shinasa Bar Mitzvah. It's like a Siyah, if either the Nar is Doireish, because that's like a Siyah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the father, teaching the child Torah, or if it's Bo Bayom, what's so special about the Bo Bayom? So the Marshal brings the Raya from the Gemara and Kiddushin that Rav Yosef said, if I were, he was blind, and he said, if I would find out like, that we pass him like the opinion that that assumes chayv in mitzvah, so I would make a Yom HaTav al Rabbana. So what do you see here? You make a Sudas Mitzvah when you become chayv in mitzvahs. So too, the Bar Mitzvah becomes chayv in mitzvah. So Bo Bayom is mutter, or if the Nar is a Dairesh, it's like a Siyam, something like that. Good. So now, so here's the question. The question is, but didn't the Rama write, Haminag Shelo Lachol, B'Shom Suda Ba'olam, Kol Shneimer Asar Chodesh. So, Taka, if you look at the Chachma Sadam, over here, Simen Kuf Samach Vav Siv Beis, he quotes the Shach and he says, I don't understand the Shach. But Tzarchiyun Lefim and Hageinu, Shekas Rama, De'em Lachol B'Shem Sudas Mitzvah. Now, if it was just the Ma'aram Mintz, so then I wouldn't be bothered. Why? Who says the Ma'aram Mintz has this minug of the Rama not to go to Shem Sudas Mitzvah? But the Shach presumably held of the minug. He didn't think it was, he didn't argue with this minhag in Hilchos Avelos, right? And if the Shach meant that, yeah, this is Mutter Medina, but Asr Mitam Minhaga, so then he should have said so. He shouldn't have just quoted the Ma'aram Mintz, Lemaisa. So that's what the Chachmas Adam concludes, that how could this be? So we have basically two approaches, three approaches we could. One approach is, in Achanami, this Ma'aram Mintz is lo aliba de minhag. The Shach would be lo aliba de minhag. He's quoting the Ma'aram Mintz in the context of Simen Reish Mem Vav, where he's talking about the mitzvah of making a siyum. But it's not aliba de minhag. In the aliba de minhag, the Shach would have agreed with the Rama that in terms of learning Hilchos Avelos, so you shouldn't paskin that from Reish Mem Vav, you should paskin that from Shin Tzadi Aleph, and in Shin Tzadi Aleph, it's clear it's Aser, right? And therefore, many poskim say, for example, this is the Psak of the Tnei Baruch, clearly that Shach meant Aliba de Dina, or Aliba de Mari Mintz, but Lemaisa, the Rama says, Shum Suda Ba'olam is Aser, and therefore Bar Mitzvah is Aser, and Asiyam is Aser, Shine. That is a very common view among the poskim.
Pesachei Tshuva
does seem to argue. Correct? Pesachei Tshuva pashtus by sending us there and presenting it the way it does seems to say either one of two things. Then we could draw one of two conclusions. Either we don't pass it like this minhag of the Rama, Or the Ramah was only said for, is what I said, the chiluk between mid-level simcha and low-level simcha. A mid-level simcha like a bris milah, then we're machmir, unless it's besoch beso. A low-level simcha like a siyum, you could be make. What's a siyum? Right after Mariv, you gather together a couple of your friends, you have a thing of ragalach, you sing Torah Tamima and shine. That's not bechlal, the minhag of the Ramah. That, aye. But what about bar mitzvahs? Come on. Bar mitzvahs. You know, I think Rabbi Sabalusky quotes that his father told him that for his bar mitzvah, his parents wanted to make a super extra fancy bar mitzvah, much more than the norm. So what they have, or his grandfather's bar mitzvah, they had marble cake and schnapps. That was the whole thing. How is that much more than the norm? Because everybody else in the class had sponge cake. They mixed in a little bit of chocolate. So it was marble cake. That's like, it's like going, you know, in Israel from like RC to Coke. It's like this, that spits. So that's like a... Oh, so that's what, if you remember, Rabbi Schechter said. Schechter said, yeah, maybe we could be meiko for bar mitzvah, we'll accept the pischa tshuva. That's not our bar mitzvahs. Our bar mitzvahs are like weddings, right? The bar mitzvahs with the band and with music and with a catered meal and four courses, and you invite your 300 closest friends, right? So that's our, you know, Rav Moshe writes about these types of American bar mitzvahs. It's Americanische Zach, Ilu Aishir Chayel Avatline. Says nobody would listen to me. It's a Mishagas. So that's not what the Pischei Tshuva is talking about. Varaya. The Pischei Tshuva said, I can't go to a bris milah. Bar mitzvah you could go to. Right? So when we read that, that doesn't make any sense. What's the bigger simcha? Bar mitzvah? No. Because they, you know, they were talking about the sponge cake bar mitzvah. So however, Rabbi Willard thinks no. State in the Paiskim bar mitzvah's mother. So bar mitzvah's mother, you go to bar mitzvah. Uvilvad, Siyum's mother. Bar mitzvah thinks it's Medin Siyum. He has a shtipple tell you about that. But, he says, as long as it's not more bar than mitzvah. Right? Sometimes you go to a bar mitzvah and between the hockey and the DJ and the like, maybe there's a shtickle, chasen is derish a little bit, but if it's more mitzvah than bar, so then Rabbi Willig is make. And among the poskim, there are different views. Many poskim say that the Tahara types of bar mitzvahs you can't go. And others say, no, shteit and pischei tshuva, you can go, marshal, so it's a lot, you're allowed to go. Now, as long as it's either bo bayom or the chasen is dairish. Now, if it's Shabbos, we'll talk about that a little later, Shabbos sometimes could be farhesia, like the grandfather lives in town, and the parents don't go, the grandparents couldn't go, that could be farhesia on Shabbos, if you assume. There's a big, I guess we're not going to get to the siman of farhesia, so we should talk about it very briefly now. What is defined as farhesia? So what we were assuming until now is that anything that's noticeable would be farhesia. But the Shach argues, or Willick thinks this is true, that's only true with respect to dinim of Shiva. With respect to dinim that aren't a dinim Shiva, then farhesia doesn't apply. There's a number of rayos to that. Some posts can accept it, some don't. So Willick wouldn't think that there's a heter farhesia for Shabbos to go to the bar mitzvah because it's a dinim shloshim or yud beis chodesh. It's not a dinim Shiva. But for other reasons, he thinks that bar mitzvahs are okay. You could be Mosif that, you know, this chiluk that we saw, you know, in terms of how big of a party it is, comes up in other places. I'll give you an example. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, by Ben Emetzarim, so obviously you're allowed to get engaged, Shema Yikad Menu Acher, Shidduchim is Mutter, but it's Aser to make a Suda, V'afilu B'lo Rikudim U'Mecholos, it's Aser. However, Miu Mashinogim Lachol Mine Mir Kachas, B'Shas Ksivas Tanayim, Loi Mikri Suda. So again, you know, some varts are fancier than weddings, but Mine mir kachas, you know, if you make a l'chaim, the couple gets engaged, and you have some ragalach and the schnapps, or whatever mine mir kachas are exactly, that's going to be okay. The Magen Avraham says, to have a suda, that's aser. So, you know, we see in the poskim these various gradations in terms of exactly what's aser. With Moshe, in terms of Sudas Bar Mitzvah, I'm very unsure. He's a tshuva, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, where he's meikel for a Bar Mitzvah, Tok Yud Beis Chodesh, Kshukarov O Yedid, Kizeh Shemuchrach Leilev. You have to go. But I'm not sure if that means on Shabbos, because of Elisha B'far Hesia, or no, there's a general kula of Muchrach Leilev. Because he writes, oh, im hu beis medrash, enu tzach latzeis davei farhesia. But I'm not sure if muchrach leilech applies to even a bar mitzvah during the week, according to Moshe. But it might. We'll show you in a moment maybe a basis for something like that. Then he writes, what about a sudas Chanukah? Now, that's not really a simcha sudas mitzvah. Misha osa suda, ain't a sudas mitzvah linyan zeh. Right, Yusui, by the way, he accepts that there are some leniencies for sudas mitzvahs, for low-level sudas mitzvahs, but low-level simcha sudas mitzvahs, but it has to be an actual sudas mitzvah. A Chanukah party isn't a sudas mitzvah. So therefore, it's aser. And even sudos Shosim Eze Admoirim Bachanaka, a Rebish Achanaka Mesibas Aser. Okay? Shalom Zachar, if you're Karov you did, it's okay, because it's Farhasya. Right? Lamasho, you know, grandfather doesn't go to a Shalom Zachar. That's who's local. And grandfather, you know, the Shalom Zachar is in Tinak, and the grandfather lives in Tinak. That's Farhasya. But Rav Moshe assumes if it's not Farhasya, then you can't go to a Shalom Zachar in Shabbos. Slavsky thought that he's not so sure that typically there's going to be Farhasya so much for Shalom Zachar. For grandfather, yeah. But for most other people, almost never. Why? Because Shalom Zachars go on for 2 hours. So if you show up at 8 and you don't see the person, you probably went at 9. You show up at 9, he's not there, you probably went at 8. So Sosky said he didn't go to any Shalom Zachars during the year he was in Avelos. He also said a little bit relieved. Excuse not to. But, also shtick a little plug, but fine. So
what about the Hefer Moshe talking about Sarah Godel of a parent or Hefer Levatel?
Yeah, so
and
that.
You can't make a requirement of that parent. I mean, I guess they theoretically could arrange it, just they can't.
So Moshe doesn't have such a kula, but remember, Moshe himself was only matir that for a child, not even a brother at a chasana. But there are mekilim on that child. For example, the Aruch HaShulchan writes about this. This is Sif Yud. So first he quotes, he explains, you know, I think as we mentioned before, the Yesh Osrim is the Ravid, that mitzvah makes it worse. The Yesh Mekilim is the smag, that the Ikar Isser is Sudas Rishos, not mitzvah. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that even though the Ramah writes the minhag is to be machmir, what's the pshat in the Ramah? To be machmir l'shnei tzadim, You can't go to Shum Suda Ba'olam. You can't go to Sudas Mitzvah because Rechoshesh Mitzvah is worse. You can't go to Sudas Rishos because Rechoshesh Sudas Rishos is worse. So therefore, the minhag is not to go to Shum Suda Ba'olam. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Nira Laniyah is Daiti, the Makom HaAchreyach, Yesh Lismoch HaLadeus HaMekilos, Te'alach HaGedivir HaMekel Ba'avel, Uvesimchas Banav, the Nechazav, Vaday Mutter. Now, first glance, when you see what he's saying, it's very surprising. How could you say Alach Kedivir HaMekel Ba'avel if the Ramah said it's Aser Alts Minag? Remember, we said the Ramah says Minag is Lachmi. Alach Kedivir HaMekel Ba'avel is a logic when it comes to a machlekes in poskim. But he's saying no, because he's saying what's the pshat in the minog lachmir the ramah? It's a minog to be choshesh for the chumers of the smag and to choshesh for the chumers of the ramah. So since really Allah could be mevo ba'avel, so b'makom hechreyach is mutter. What's hechreyach? Bana v'nechadav. So that's what you said, for a parent not to go to the bar mitzvah of his own child, or maybe even grandchild. So that is the Aruch HaShulchan says you could be somech on the Mekel opinion, even though the Ramah writes the minhag is not that way, you could be Mekel. So that's where that's a kula. Now, you know, that kula could be applied. Like he says, children, grandchildren, how far you take that is not so clear. Okay, so let's continue in the Ramah.
Applying that, we said before, I think that applying that is not pashat by Rishon, right?
That's correct as well. So that we saw was a machlokas. Here the Aruch HaShulchan is willing to say that at least mikra adin b'makom hachreach. So, you know, people talk about social obligations in these questions. So that's the question, how obligatory are so, you know. But if you really have a makom hachreach, so that's when the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel. For banav, for nechadav, fine. Aval, Avel Shehu Bal Bris, continuing where we left off. O Mohel, Yilbash Bigdei Shabbos, Ad Lachar Amila. So Bal Bris, the Sandek, or the Mohel, could wear Bigdei Shabbos, Ad Lachar Amila. Motel Ikanis Lunil Lachal Sham, Imu Lachar Shloshim, after Shloshim. Afal Pi, Shein, Hamila Bevesu. So even though we said before, even lachar shloshim, it's only mutter if the mila is in your house. No, if he's the baal bris, it's mutter lachar shloshim. That's what sometimes people do. They want an avel to be able to come to the bris, so they make him the sandik. Now the truth is, you don't really need this. Why? Because the pashto says he couldn't come to the suda, perhaps, but he could go to, he could come to the Mila, right? The Pashtus is an Avel can come to the Mila without any hesitation. That's not the Simcha, that's not the Suda that's being prohibited here. I remember the year that Rabbi Willard was in Avelos. So fine, if you want him to come to the Suda, part to be Mishtatev in the Suda, then you have to make them the Sandik. But otherwise, Lachar Shloshim. But otherwise, to come to the Mila, they could do that either way. So when Ray Willard was the year in Avelos, I remember that all the brises took like 15 minutes longer. Because it used to be, this is in the old days, where everybody was makbet to finish the, they would, you couldn't like daven in the base medrash and have a bris and miss half the morning seder. But, so Rabbi Willard, Kedarka, would always start benching 5 minutes before nine. You know, he would tell the father to go up and darshan at the right time, and then start benching at the right time. So the years in Avelos, he went to Kedarko Bakodesh. He went to all the brises, but he wouldn't stay for the suda. He would walk out. So nobody else would like start shir amalos. So it would just dray on and on. We should really start benching, but Willard would start shir amalos. So every single, all the brises that year ended at 9:15 instead of 9. That's why it's five after. He would start 5 to 9, so you could do benching and dancing and finish by 9. But they took forever without him. Nobody would. Everybody was like too timid to start shir amalos at somebody else's bris. Right, Willig, I think, was also Noheg that he would, you know, at least in the Mount Sinai verses, where on your way out you would pass by the meal, you could take something to eat. You couldn't eat there. But if you want to take something on your way out, that would also be okay. Oh. So now, we really have to talk about weddings. We're not even up to Sugimel yet. Yes?
Did we deal with the Ramos and Ochila?
Yeah, that's the point. So that
I'm going into the Sukkah without eating anything.
Yeah, for non-weddings, there's room to be made over that.
So does that sound like all problems? That basically gets rid of all the different issues.
No, people want to eat.
Right.
Why do you think they do all the craziest things at these weddings? They have, they pretend to be waiters, and they pretend to eat outside, and they do, right?
Well, it's just to be able to eat.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. The weddings are worse, but I'm just saying, people want to be able to eat. For one reason or the other. Okay, good. Food's a big part of the simcha. Now we have to go on to Sev Gimel. So, likanes l'chopa shelo b'shasa ve'achila l'shmo ha-brachos. Are you allowed to go to the chopa to hear the brachos? Shelo b'shasa achila. Shulchan Aruch has two opinions. Yesh matirin, v'yesh osrin. Hala omeid, chutz l'beis, l'bayis l'shmo ha-brachos. So this is a machlokas rishonim. M'chaber is in machria. Some say you could go into the chuppah to hear the brachos, and some say you have to stand outside for brachos. Haga, avalo yikanes lebayis klal b'shasha omdim sham b'mizmute chasam dekala v'chei no'agim b'ashkenaz uv'medinos elo. But you may not enter at all during the mizmute chasam dekala. What's mizmute chasam dekala? Rashi sounds like it's a shtick. But let's assume for now it means the singing, the dancing, the music, that's Aser. And that's the Minhag in Ashkenaz. Now, is this Rama modifying the first opinion in the Mechaber or the second? Is he saying, basically, we accept the first opinion that it's Mutter to enter the Chuppah, but not during Mizmute Chasam Vekala, right? Or is it like the second opinion? So I would say it has to be the first opinion. Because if it's a second opinion, anyway, it's aser, right? Anyway, you have to be outside for even the brachos chasanim. So must be, it's like the first opinion. That's what I would have read. The problem with that is that this line of v'chei noag in Bashkenaz and Dino Selu is coming from the Tur and the Rush, who clearly hold like the second opinion. Sounds like then he's poskening like the second opinion. There might be some other evidence to that as well. So if that's true, so what is the Ramah's Kula? So the Divrei Sofrim says what the Ramah means, it's going on the Machmirim. So what's the Chiddush? Chiddush is that you might have thought it's Mutter Likanes, not for the Brachos. Likanes Lebrachos is Aser. It's Mutter to go in to say Mazel Tov, right, and leave. That's Aser. If it's Bishas Mizmute Chasen Vekala, if it's not Mizmute Chasen Vekala, then it's Mutter to go in and wish a Mazel Tov, right? Let's say during the chasen stish. So, can you go in, wish a mazel tov, and leave? Yeah, that's mutter. If it's not during the mizmute chasen mekala, if it's during the mizmutem, so then that's aser. Other poskim, though, think you could be mako for the chuppah. Certainly, there are where you're allowed to be mako for the chuppah, if it's petars priyas chov, like to give a bracha. If you're not there, it's going to make a big difference, or the misader kiddushin and the like. When Rabbi Twersky was in Avelos, and he was Masadir Kiddushin, so he would walk in only after the music finished playing, right? Like when they call up the Masadir Kiddushin, all the music is done, he would walk in, and he would leave after the Shavuot Brachos, before the music started playing in Gadot. Others say, you don't have to worry that much, because the music that they play Epis when everybody walks down, that's not Mizmuti Chasim Mekala. I'll say, but it's also else music. So there's two things to say. Number one, this is going to be second half of our shir, is music aser? Well, it doesn't think music is aser. Who says music is aser? Mizmute chasen v'kal is aser, not music. Whoever, there's no one ever that said, none of the other posts say music is aser. But even if you are machmir about music, Ray Willard thinks that the fact that music is mutter is a kula shein atzi wo yichol l'amod bo. Kulish, and nobody would accept such a kula. Like for Sfiras Omer or the like. Okay. If you try to say it's such a kula, nobody's makabel it. But anyway, that's for another topic. You don't have to like go out of your way. You will think, therefore, it's mutter to, even when the mizmutim start, you don't have to run out after the chuppah is over. You can leave. So that is one issue. So let's, you know what, we're going to miss mincha. Anybody around tomorrow?
I'm actually not around tomorrow.
Okay. Why don't we say like this? What?
Maybe send out his notes?
Yeah, I'll send out my notes to whoever emails me. Okay, so you'll read through the rest of the kulas. A couple things that I wanted to talk about, which we're not going to get to, is one is the issue of music over here. One is the issue of the various kulas, some of which are questionable, over for in order to participate, to attend a wedding. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is hakafos, which really comes up in Or Chaim Siman Tav Reish Samach, whether an avol could participate in either hakafos and Simchas Torah, or hakafos around the bima with the Arvaminim, which, if you want to take a look at the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Shulchan Aruch, there's an important grover over there. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan, and others on that topic of hakafos and some other assorted issues relating to Simcha. Okay, so Bila Mavis Lanetzach. We hope that that we'll learn the lessons of Aveilus without ever having to experience Aveilus. And thank you so much. I'm sorry for cutting everything short. And B'siyata D'shmaya, we'll have a chance to really learn these halachos at some point.